Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Information Center here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Well, with two Olympic gold medals, one silver medal, six World Championship victories, 31 World Cup victories, and a staggering 59 career World Cup podiums, five-time Olympian Lindsay Jacobellis is the most decorated snowboard cross athlete of all time. But for the better part of her career, she was known for one of the most epic unforced errors in Olympic history. She joins us this morning to talk about that fateful day and how she has moved on in a brand new book called Unforgiving. Hey, Lindsay, good morning. How are you?
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you with us here on the program. Lindsay is a two-time Olympic snowboard gold medalist. She is the author of Unforgiving, and she, of course, is a five-time Olympian, the most dominant snowboard cross rider of all time, two-time Olympian gold medalist, one-time Olympic silver medalist, six-time world champion, 10-time X Games gold medalist, and the book is called Unforgiving. And it goes back to a time, we go back to February 16th, 2006. I guess that was the catalyst of the book, Lindsay. Would that be correct in saying that?
This was definitely the defining moment that really set my life on a certain trajectory, and it was something that I had to figure out how to work through those challenging narratives that I was getting from external sources and how I really saw myself. So I did feel once I finally got my double gold in Beijing that I needed to reflect back on this moment and I needed to tell my side of the story through my narrative. And that was my main goal in this book.
Tell our listeners a little bit about what happened on that day.
So back in February 2006, I was 20 years old. It was the first time snowboard cross was in the Olympics. There was a lot of buildup and hype about me going and representing USA, and there's a lot of pressure and a lot is happening, and you're caught up in the moment. And I was having so much fun realizing I was in the lead and having that excitement come down. And the second to last jump, I grabbed my board in the air, and it was not something that came to me or that I needed to do right then and there. I just didn't understand why I even did that. That was not a part of who I am as a racer, and it was just ultimately a huge mistake. And I got such backlash from the media, and it was so hard to move on from that because they assigned this narrative that I was a showboat and that I was shaming the country, and that was so hard for me as a 20-year-old to understand when I fully didn't even understand what had happened. And I took so many years to try to understand why I did that in that moment. And it was just the result of an immature mind and fatigue and everything that I wasn't really prepared for this moment. And as I've been growing up, I could see the setbacks I was having every Olympic cycle and why it wasn't really coming together for me. So I chose the name Unforgiving for my book because that word took on so many different meanings for me. And for one, I felt the media was a little unforgiving to me. But more importantly, I was very unforgiving to myself. I was not allowing myself to grow. And I was kind of pushing that setback and mistake kind of just deep in a dark hole and not really facing it. And I was just going through the motions and preparing myself on snow, off snow, but understanding I was not quite getting the full picture. So when I had to start doing mental training in 2016, I started working with Denise Shule at the Rethink Group, and she really helped repattern how I was really working through challenging moments, how I was viewing myself. And with that knowledge, I was able to reshape and see who I was as a complete person, not just who I was as an athlete. And it's hard because athletes are definitely held at a different standard, and it's not always easy to see them outside of their sport. And that was what I wanted to come across and educate people, but also make this book about hope and inspiration for anyone that had any setback or any failure in life, that you can work through it. If I could do it on a world stage with a huge mistake like that, then you can too.
Yeah, Lindsay Jacobellis is our guest this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. You know, you bring up a very good point. Do you feel that athletes should be put up to a higher standard? I remember Charles Barkley, the great NBA player, he said many, many years ago when we were talking about role models that, you know, don't look to me to be a role model. that's not my role. I'm not a role model for your children. And, you know, if they look up to me, you as a parent have to decide how to teach your children who are role models and things like that. What about athletes living up to a higher standard or looking up to a higher standard by other people?
I think that's just naturally the role that they're given. That's not something that they choose. And I think that can be a very challenging and a misleading thing to be teaching a young child, because ultimately, I don't have children, but you would want them to understand the whole picture and understand the growth and the bottom line. And making mistakes is a part of life. And how is this person reacting? Because that at the end of the day is the growth of the more complete person, not just athlete, to see how you can work through these challenging moments.
Yeah, you know,
that's the message. That's where the role model needs to come into play.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a 20-year-old, I mean, it had to be devastating, number one, but you know, you were the light of the team. You were the best of the best, and you were dropped by sponsors, as you say. You were ridiculed by the press and grilled by interviewers at the time. I mean, do you remember, you know, after the fall, coming off the mountain? I'm sure people came to you. I don't remember the exact moment. I'd have to go look on YouTube to find it. But do you remember the first question people asked you, and how did you respond back then as a 20-year-old?
I don't remember the exact first question, but I knew that they were all relatively the same.
Yeah.
And you just have to go down the line. And at that point, you know, you're not even given that moment to even understand what happens. And there you're all of a sudden, as a 20-year-old, I'm having to go through this whole line of reporters asking these very intense questions. And that was really, really hard for me. And that wasn't just a narrative that stuck with me then. I thought it would eventually dissipate and go away, but then every Olympic cycle, I'd be doing really well and building up. And it was just like the media loved knocking me down. And that was so hard, because here I am trying to set myself up for success, and then I have this mental hurdle that keeps building up right before the biggest moment. And, you know, I knew that that was going to be the pattern and the pace. And so since it was not going away and was not changing even 16 years later, that was why I had to completely come up with a different tactic of how I was going to approach this, how I was going to learn to grow from this moment.
And you eventually got that gold medal in Winter Olympian history, correct?
Yes. I ended up with two. It was the first time that also the team event was put in, so I was able to race with my teammate Nick Baumgartner, and we had the relay race. He went down first, and it was how the women finished in that heat would determine our ranking, so he gave me a lead, and I was able to sustain it, so I was very, very excited that we were able to accomplish that together, because normally I have been in an individual sport. We travel as a team, train as a team, but at the end of the day, you're racing by yourself. So this was a new dynamic, and it brings a whole different energy to the top of the border cross course when you have that team energy.
One final question before we let you go. You figure with the writing of this book now, Lindsay, this gives you kind of a somewhat of personal closure on this event, and you can feel like you can really move on with your life now?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been trying to move on ever since I started working on my own personal growth, and this is just another stepping stone. But I really thought it was important to share my story and my challenges and setbacks, not only on the mental side, but all of my injuries. So I really give a deep scope of what has happened really over the last 16 years. And if I can do it, then anyone can do it. So I hope this story is as inspirational as I award it to be, because I definitely fought really hard for this, and I hope I can inspire and give hope to anyone out there that needs it.
Well, it definitely is inspiring, and we thank you for sharing your personal thoughts in this book, Lindsay Jacobiellis, and her memoir, Unforgiving: Lessons from the Fall. Thank you for sharing your story. Thanks for your time here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. We wish you the best.
Thanks so much.